Talking today with Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. And Mr. Lucas, about 1 year ago today, we were talking about the completion of the Farm Bill Conference, waiting on final votes in the House and the Senate, and an eventual signature by President Barack Obama. We're 1 year out now as far as this 2014 Farm Bill is concerned, turning into farm law. What are your thoughts on this one-year anniversary?
Ron, I think it is still almost a miracle that we actually managed to pass another comprehensive farm bill. I think it is almost a miracle that we were able to create a farm bill that gave choice so that all producers in all regions of the country and all of the different commodity groups could tailor a safety net to meet their particular needs. Now, in the year since the farm bill made it to completion, after a long 2.5-year legislative process, we've seen in many commodity groups world market and world demand change, and dramatic shifts in price. Corn is basically half now per bushel price-wise what it was when we started the farm bill process. We're going to see how well this safety net works, but I would say this. Thank goodness the 2014 Agricultural Act finally made it across the floor and was signed into law. Even if it gave me gray hair, even if it put me on high blood pressure pills, it still was a necessary thing, and we're going to find out over the next couple of years just how necessary having a good farm bill really was.
One, I guess you might call it a compliment. I think it really is for yourself and your colleagues and your staff. Joe Outlaw from Texas A&M said that this particular measure gives farmers so many different choices, and he says that's a good thing because it helps you really customize the safety net as good as it can get for your operation.
I think Dr. Outlaw is right, and it goes back to the premise that I laid out before the committee and the members and the staff when we started the process. I couldn't guarantee in the changing political world we live in that even if we could get this farm bill done, that there would ever be another farm bill. We had to have a farm bill that provided a way for producers in the long haul to have a functioning safety net. We may not have another brand new farm bill ever, but at least we have a farm bill that we'll be able to extend after the 5 years if we can pull the political consensus together, because we're always going to need a safety net. Farmers just have so many things they cannot control in their lives: the weather, the world market, the tax code. There's so many things they cannot control. You've got to have a safety net, because after all, you may not need to buy that next widget. You might be able to live without one more TV subscription, but we all have to eat.
One thing that kind of shifting gears a little bit that you were able to accomplish that I think has turned out to be very good here for the Southern Great Plains and for Oklahoma ranchers, the Livestock Disaster Assistance Program got the 2.5 years of help. But more importantly, I think for the long term, it was made permanent.
Absolutely, Ron. For years and years, our friends in crop agriculture have had insurance products that worked, and in particular parts of the country, Midwest, for instance, worked really, really well. What we attempted to do in the 2014 Agricultural Act was put livestock producers on the same playing field, not to give livestock people anything better than the crop folks had, but to put us all on the same playing field. Now, this coincides with one of the worst drought periods in the Southwest in perhaps a century, from 2011, and still ongoing now in my part of western Oklahoma. Nearly $900 million paid out over the course of the last so many months. But I would remind my neighbors to remember, that number is incredibly large, but this is an amazingly intense drought we're in, and those numbers reflect not just 14, but 11, 12, 13, and part of 14 so far. So that's a multi-year number, but thank goodness it's there. I don't know what would have happened to a lot of especially young producers if we'd not had some way to mitigate Mother Nature.
Surprise you any that Oklahoma has apparently been the top recipient of these monies?
We just happen to be ground zero in this horrible drought. Our neighbors in Texas have benefited greatly too, but we're just in the drought, as our friends in the Midwest discovered in 2012 when they were in the super drought that basically took out the corn crop. Nobody is exempt from these ever so often super droughts. We just hope every day it'll start raining.
Shift gears to 2015. You're, of course, still on the committee, termed off as far as leadership, chairmanship, but notice that you've got at least, three different subcommittee assignments. What's on your mind here in 2015?
Well, I want to continue to work with our new chairman, Mike Conaway, and the whole committee as we make sure that the 2014 Farm Bill in all of its nuances is properly implemented. Chairman Conaway has also made it clear that he intends to review the food stamp program, the social nutrition program, over the course of this coming year. Since that's the biggest chunk of money spent in so-called Farm Bill spending, is SNAP. I support that, and I'll work enthusiastically with him on that. But this is a year to see and verify how things are working, to make sure they're working correctly, and to begin to think about 5 years down the road, if there is a possibility to make adjustments and improvements, what those adjustments and improvements will be. But I would tell you, in the political environment we're working in now, still a divided federal government, politically, do not expect big pieces of legislation that would change parts of the Farm Bill to occur. I think we've got the best possible bill we could have, but it is the bill we're going to have for the whole life of this five-year Farm Bill.
Now, you know, you talk about that this is it as far as farm policy, and you and I have talked before about the fact that you made an effort to make this commodity title, Title I, permanent law. You know, how hard will it be to redo farm policy in, 2018, 2019?
I think it'll be extremely tough. It took us 2.5 years of nonstop legislating, 2 trips across the floor. We prepared, in effect, a farm bill even before that for the super committee process. It failed. It was so hard to get done this time. I don't know that the political landscape improves that much on down the road. As long as you have my very liberal friends on one wing and my very conservative friends on the other wing wanting to not spend any money on rural America, not thinking that it's necessary to make sure that we have a productive capacity in this country to raise food and fiber, then you're always going to be on a struggle. But that said, we've got a good product on the books. We'll see how well it meets the challenges we now face and the challenges that may be over the horizon. We who represent rural American agriculture will do whatever we possibly can. It's just always a struggle when you're on the farm or whether you're representing the farm in Congress.
One last question, sir, regarding, obviously within the House Ag Committee, you've got some oversight regarding CFTC, your other committee assignments. You actually get into the banking sector somewhat as well. Your thoughts on where we need to be to make sure that rural America continues to have those financial resources that we need?
Cost of and the availability of credit is critically important to farming and ranching, to the countryside. We are an industry that, from the very beginning of this nation, has always operated on borrowed money. A young farmer can tell you more about the cost of a mortgage and the availability of a mortgage than any mortgage banker in the country, because that's what they live or die by. We operate on borrowed money, many producers do, and we're just so capital intensive. Price a brand new combine, price a brand new tractor, or even price a used piece of farm equipment. There's a lot of dollars involved. So working on those committees to make sure we have the credit availability and the tools, the flexibility, is critically important. And I'd also say, Ron, one other thing. I am appreciative of the Secretary of Ag coming to Oklahoma this week. We worked together, as I worked with my Democrat colleagues in the House and with all the Senate Ag Committee members, try to put this farm bill together. It took everybody pulling hard at the same time to finally get it done. It didn't necessarily any of those entities all agree on everything, and we're going to face some challenges together in implementing all the policy. But in the end, this was an example of where the legislative process worked the way it was supposed to. It was hard, but it worked the way it was supposed to, and the Secretary helped pull, and I pushed, and we moved enough of our friends along to do what needed to be done for rural America, and for that matter, every consumer in this country and around the world.
Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, past chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, visiting with us today on the Long Line. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.